Blog Talk Radio.
This is the K Show with PLR. Sorry, it looks like we had a little bit of sound issue to start the show, but we are here. I apologize for that. Like I said, this is the 2021, the 2nd of February. Thanks for joining us today here on the K Show with PLR following an encore presentation yesterday. Again, sorry, but we had a little bit of sound issue to start the show, but we are here. We are live. We are ready to roll. Topics today. We have the Suns. I want to break down a little bit of this Aiden versus Luka, because I have a perspective, and I know you've heard some of it before, but I have a real perspective I want everyone to really pay attention to. NFL, talk about the Super Bowl is coming up. Knows that's on the docket. Diana Taurasi is back, and the Lions and the Rams made a trade. I'm going to explain what that trade boils down to, and of course, we got LBJ versus the courtside Karen. We'll do all that right here on the court, on the Cave Show with PLR. Brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That is Alma School and Chandler Heights. Get down there, let them know that PLR sent you 10% off of your cigar purchase. Become a club member, get access to the members' lounge, place you want to be, greatest place to sit. Watch the game. They will have something going on for the big game. So get down there, check it out. You can become a member, like I said, which is the way to go. If you don't become a member, no worries. Still a ton of TVs, a ton of games on there for you to watch. But when you're a member, you do get a locker as well. It backs up to humidor. So when you buy your steaks, never worry about them going bad. Now, if you can't get in there, no worries. You can go online. Stogie World, Stogie World.com. If you order your steak early enough in the day, it will be there, it will get shipped before the end of the day. All this happens at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, and they do serve beer and wine. Tomorrow, I will be replaying a portion of an interview I did with Randy Cross, the great Randy Cross from the 49ers, with a good Super Bowl story. So stay tuned for that tomorrow. The one and only Ed Smith will be joining us tomorrow. And the show tomorrow, make sure you write this down, it's from 1:45 to 2:45. 1:45 to 2:45. It will be 45 minutes later than normal. So make sure you tuned in. I'm the Kerry Lackey along with me right now, though. My partner in crime, the one, the only. No, we usually get him on a Monday, but we did an encore yesterday, so he's here today. The man himself, Insight's very own, former digital media director for the Washington football team, Ed Cole's in the house. What's up, bro?
What's up, bro? How you doing, bro?
What's going on? Thanks for getting hanging in there while we had a little sound difficulty to start the show.
That's all right. You know, it's live broadcasting. It'll never be perfect, but that's all right, though. You give it your best effort every time. You know that.
Hey, that's all we can do, right? There was three calls on hold, and I bet they're like, they're not there. What happened? Where are they at? So if you were waiting, if you were trying to get in, and you're hopping back on, we are here. We will accept your call on the Kerry Lackey law line. 917-889-7828.
you know, one of them is Lou. So I know Lou is ready to get in and talk some sports.
Of course. Hey, I want to kick this off. I want to start the NFL, and I want to start with this Lions trade to the Rams. And I think that the Rams did too much. And I'm being honest with you. I am a fan. Good play. And I'm a fan of going for it. I like the way the Rams generally do business. They find great talent in their second and third round picks. If you look at their roster, it's loaded with guys that were drafted in the second and third round. The money isn't as bad. And you don't have that stigmatism of having, you know, to worry about the number one guy being the number one guy. I mean, that the last number one they drafted was Jared Goff. But in saying that, yeah, you signed a bad contract, but to get from under that contract, you traded him and two number ones, and I believe it was a number three, for a quarterback
that has
never won a playoff game. I think that's a lot for a guy that hasn't proven he can win in the playoffs.
It is, and I'm sure the prerequisite for the Lions taking Jared Goff was those draft picks, Paul, because Brad Holmes, who's now the Lions general manager, was the Rams college scouting director. So that's the tie between the Lions and the Rams, and that's why this deal got done probably as quickly as it did, because Holmes has only been on the job in Detroit for a couple of weeks, and then he pulled this deal. But I know those picks had to be had something to come with it, because they know that Jared Goff, not one person is going to take the Lions to the promised land, because their defense is goodness awful. They were one of the worst defenses in the league. They've got so many free agents coming up, especially on the offensive side of things, that they may have to go the young route. You know, they'll obviously go the free agent route, but they'll go through the NFL draft and get some young talent in there to surround Jared Goff, depending on who they keep and who they lose. But those draft picks, along with that $104 million contract that they just unloaded on Detroit, I know the Rams are happy they got out from under all that money, but it'll be a fresh change of pace for both of those guys. You know, we talked about it last night on Brother Earl's show on KSRN about it's a fresh start for Goff in Detroit and a fresh start for Matthew Stafford in LA. And if Brad Holmes thinks that Jared Goff is the guy, because clearly he was the director of college scouting when they picked Jared Goff, so evidently he believes in Goff because he was one of the guys that was in charge of the college scouting, and those were the guys that scouted Jared Goff and made him number one pick that year when they drafted him. So let's see what the guys do in different surroundings, in different systems. And I believe you talked about that last night as well, Paul. So sometimes it comes down to individual systems that allow quarterbacks and other athletes to thrive.
Okay, see, Detroit, I have no issue with it. I'm just being honest. If you traded for...
Oh, me neither. Yeah.
If you let Matthew Stafford go or walk or trade him for little to nothing, whatever, I 100% get that. I really do. And you would be drafting a quarterback a lot later than what you plan on drafting a quarterback, and he could be a project. You have some other high-priced guys that would offset the golf contract while you're drafting new guys that are going to be on rookie deals. I get all of that from their perspective. It's the Rams' perspective that I'm looking at. You're taking a guy that's 33 years old that was a little banged up over the last couple of years, and I don't care if McVay had to take the pacifier out of Goff's mouth before he ran the play.
Mm-hmm.
I know he held his hand. I know he walked him through to the last 15 seconds. I get all of that. But that dude still had to be the one throwing the passes on the field. And he got them to the Super Bowl. So if Stafford doesn't win a Super Bowl, to me, you mortgaged your future for Matthew Stafford, who, as good as he is, he hasn't done it in the biggest games. And Ed, before you answer that, you mean to tell me I watched, honestly, I've seen quarterbacks pull bums to the playoffs. I mean, pull them with them. Put them on their back and take some bums to a playoffs and maybe win one game. How the hell would Megatron he couldn't get to more than three playoffs, couldn't win one, couldn't scratch out one victory. I mean, Detroit was bad and their coach was terrible. But if you look at some of the people he's had, even a couple of years ago, that team at some point was decent enough to get to the playoffs. Because I know you remember when they had Ndamukong Suh and that really good defensive line that wasn't really giving up a lot of points. I'm just – look, Rams do what they do, whatever. I'm just not seeing this Matthew Stafford, you know, rah, 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 this is what he was worth to get up under this contract from Jared Goff.
Yeah, they had some good defenses back then. Like you said, they had Megatron and one good year from Reggie Bush. Their running games weren't really that good over the years, the entire time he's been in Detroit. But when you've got Calvin Johnson, my gosh, and Marvin Jones and Golden Tate, it's not like you said, Paul, it's not like he was devoid of talent from an offensive standpoint. And defenses, like you said, they had Ndamukong Suh, they had Kyle VandenBosch, they had DeAndre Levy, Steven Tillich, Cliff Averill. They had really good guys on defenses, but Nick Fairley. But you look at their records. I'm just looking at the 10-6, 2011, 4-12. They were just middle of the pack. And those years that Jim Caldwell was there before they fired him for Matt Patricia, at least they were 9-7. They were over 500. But let me see. So in four of his 12 years in Detroit, they had a winning record. 10-6 in 2011. 11-5 in 2014, then 16-17, they went 9-7. The rest of the years, PLR, they were just,
So
he was still slinging the ball, Paul. I mean, 2011, he had 5,038 yards, 41 touchdowns, 16 interceptions. That was their 10-6 year. But other than that, 4,000 yards plus every year except for 2018. And then 2019, that's when he had the injuries and he was out for half the season. But Matthew put up his numbers, but the team wasn't good.
You know what we call that? We call that a stat whore. And there's no other way for me to phrase it. I didn't cuss, you know, so I can't beat myself.
No, yeah.
But there are guys.
Yeah, that's pretty PJ, I guess. Yeah.
So there are guys that put up numbers. And this isn't me. This isn't me knocking Matthew Stafford. I think Matthew Stafford is an upgrade from Jared Goff. I just think the price they paid put them in a, if you don't win the Super Bowl with this guy, look what you gave up to get this guy. Because, you know, they've given up every first-round pick. Now, I love the way they go out and find guys that have already played. And they find guys that are good and they're not afraid to pay people. But there's going to come a time where the bank's going to come calling. And you're going to have too many guys. You're going to have to let someone go. And in football, you replace those guys with what? Draft choices. Cheap. They aren't in a position to do that.
But, Paul, this is clearly the best team that Matthew Stafford has ever had in his dozen years in the NFL. With that defense they have there, with that monstrous defense they have there, with Cam Akers, who's going into his second year, one of the best young running backs in the league. He had an outstanding first rookie season. The Seminole had a great year that year. He's got wide receivers. He's got tight ends to throw to. He's got a good offensive line. This is something that I'm sure Matthew was just like, okay, I'm going to go to the Rams. I got all this talent. I'm going to Inglewood. I got a brand-new $5 billion stadium that I'm going to be playing in. Okay, I'm in SoFi Stadium. I'm in California for the remainder of my career. I'm good. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something I learned a long time ago in football, and you know this better than me. There are never two seasons that are exactly the same, even if you run it back with the same people. So somewhere, something in the next 7 months before they play real football again, meaningful football, not preseason, not walkthrough, who knows what COVID's going to have, who knows any of that, there's a lot that could happen between now and then. And I'm not saying it was a bad move, but it's different. Listen, we're going to jump to commercial. We're going to come back with the one and only Ed Cole. We'll do all that right here on The Cave Show with BLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. I see we're still struggling with some of the sound. Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you're checking out the replay over on KSRN, it's Casual Sports Radio Network. Download the app from the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you get your apps from. Also, make sure you're checking us out every day, 1 o'clock live. Go to sportscave.com. Cave is with a K. Hit that button, and there we are. As we heard on BTR as well as KSRN. If you hit that listen live button any other time, a plethora of our shows will pop up. When they do, pick one you haven't heard before, listen to one that's your favorite and listen to it over and over and over and over again. Wow, I sound like my man from God, old R&B group, over and over. I'm not going to do that. Anyway, make sure you're checking us out every day. No, don't do that. All right, I'll stop. Make sure you're checking us out here.
Don't desecrate class. Don't do that.
I apologize. On the Kerry Lackey Law Line, that voice belongs to the one and only Ed Cole, former digital media director for the Washington football team. And, of course, every week on Inside Sports Talk Radio. And he was on KSRN last night. He's been on the Easy Sports Talk Show. He's everywhere. Everywhere you find him, he's doing his thing. And today, he's doing it right here on the Cave Show. So I want to get into the Super Bowl, but I heard something today, and I want you to tell me if I'm tripping or not, because I know you're telling me the truth. So I'm listening to these guys talk about Sam Darnold and how he's had two different coaches. This will be his third coach. It will be another OC for him. And if he has the opportunity, he should leave and go somewhere else because, yeah, he was a turnover machine in college. And, yeah, he's been a turnover machine in the pros. But that's really been all, you know, of course some of it's on him, but a lot of it is also on the fact that he just played for a terrible coach and he really didn't have any opportunities whatsoever to show what you can do. Okay. Then there's this guy, maybe you heard of him. His name is Jameis Winston. And he played for Bruce Arians last year, threw a ton of interceptions, was in the ESPN 30 for 30 club. And Bruce Arians is a coach that likes to take a whole lot of shots downfield. And so he took a lot of shots. Not blaming Bruce because Winston still threw the ball. But we're having to convince ourselves that Winston has more to prove before he can get a starting job again in the NFL. But we have this other guy that's done absolutely nothing, was a turnover machine in college, but he deserves another starting job as soon as possible so we can check and see if we're right about him. Huh. Something stinks. What did my man say in Beverly Hills Cop? Something stinks to high heaven. What's the difference? What's the difference between the two? I'm just sitting here. I'm just saying to myself, I mean, you don't even have to answer that question. Just tell me if I'm tripping or not. But there seems to be a difference between the two, considering one of them deserves a chance to prove he is who he is, and one has to prove himself so he can get another opportunity. I'm just saying. If you could just, like I said, I want you to answer the whole thing I drew up. Just, you can tell me, am I tripping on this or am I missing something?
No, I don't think you're tripping. And you and I both have an idea of why it is what it is between those two. And it's not that, it ain't hard to tell. Just like Nas said, it ain't hard to tell. I excelled then prevail.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Do we need to spell it out to the listeners? I think they're smart enough to understand what the difference is.
Yeah, no, we're good. I just want, listen. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe I was overreacting. Because the person I heard today, I mean, it was Sam Darnold deserves a chance to play in a real system for a real coach, for to show what he could do. And even though he's been a turnover machine, he deserves the opportunity to prove that he's better than that. So, yeah, like I said, sometimes it's me, so I just got to double check. But as
no,
they say,
it's not you. No.
Mm-mm. Okay. All right. Well, as they say in the corporate world, we'll circle back around to the NFL, like I said, and we'll talk a little about this upcoming Super Bowl. You don't get our picks until next week, but you do know that my pick might be the worst kept secret in America. I'm breaking this down. I've been watching and reading and looking at numbers and looking at some old games, looking at all this stuff. And please tell me, give me one more, because I'm trying to find it. Give me the ways Tampa can slow down Kansas City.
Like they did against Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay last week, they've got to be able to get that pressure like they did on Aaron Rodgers. A guy like Jason Pierre-Paul, he came off the edge. He was a force against them. Shaq Barrett was a force against them. Those two guys sacked Aaron Rodgers 5 times in that game. They've got an outstanding secondary, and we'll see if both of their safeties are healthy and ready to go. I know Antoine Winfield Jr. didn't play last Sunday, but I'm sure he'll be ready to go for the Super Bowl. But that defense is outstanding. They've got to be able to just bring pressure, bring fire. And we know Todd Bowles and we know Steve Spagnuolo are both going to bring pressure to the opposing quarterbacks, because that's what you have to do. You can't sit back there. And if you're Spagnuolo, let the GOAT sit back there and just have all day long to just pick your defense apart. And the same thing with Bowles. You cannot let the baby GOAT sit back there and just pick you apart with Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins. He looks like he should be all, by all accounts, he should be ready on Sunday. So that's another weapon, PLR, that you have to factor into if you're Bruce Arians and Todd Bowles. Now you got to deal with Sammy Watkins, and now you got to deal with all these weapons, and not to mention Mecole Hardman and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. This thing is a monumental task that the Buccaneers defense has in order to stop the Chiefs, and vice versa, in order to stop the GOAT.
So I'm going to go back to the very first. Listen, let me do it again. Let me circle back to the first thing you said. Similar to the way they went up to Green Bay and put pressure on Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers was throwing to an incredible receiver that you could key on, because he's that guy. What was those other receivers' name again? But he was also throwing those other receivers. Van Pez, Galdez, That's why he adopted his candidate.
Paul Valdez, yeah, Valdez Scantling, yes. Uh-huh.
That's what I said. Yeah, Valamir.
No.
Yeah, no.
Valdez Scantling. No, that's his name.
And then they were throwing to the tight end, Tungsten. They had Tungsten as
Tunyon.
Tight end.
No,
that's
Robert
what I said.
Tunyon. No. Okay.
And then the other wide receiver. I don't even remember his name.
Alan Lazard. Alan Lazard.
Alan Blizzard. He was the other wide receiver.
No.
That's what I said.
Man.
Okay.
The pronunciations are good in you, man. Jeez.
So they had to account for three guys that outside of their parents that nobody heard of. Now they got to go and account for a guy whose nickname is the Cheetah. See, let me break this down. You don't get that nickname running a 7-second 40.
Nope.
And then on the other side of the Cheetah, way over there, you got another guy that runs like a tenth of a second slower. And then after you get, okay, you know what? We'll get them. You got a real tight end who led the league in yards, killing you across the middle. But hold up. I feel like I'm selling something on HSN. But hold up. Not done yet. You also get, for the same price, Sammy Watkins. You know, that boy can sing. I saw him on Coming to America. That boy can sing. You got Sammy Watkins. Boy can sing.
He's good.
Yeah. And wait a second.
He's good and terrible.
And then you say, okay, fine. We still got another deal for him. Oh, we got this Marcus Robinson dude that comes up every four games. You know what? Fine, forget it. We're gonna sell out to the pass game. Oh yeah. They got. You know what? His name Clyde. I think at the 70. You got Clyde back there that can run the ball like a 5-year vet. You know what? Fine. We'll put a big hit on him. We ain't going to worry about him. Oh, then we got Leviathan Bell back there, just in case as the backup.
Le'Veon Bell.
That's what I said. Le'Veon Bell. And then you have an alien throwing the ball to all of them. This ain't last week. This ain't that. This is like taking a girl to White Castle one week and then next week going to Ruth Chris and saying, well, it's all red meat. No, it ain't. One gives you gas. One breaks your wallet. It's a different deal.
Yes.
And I'm going to push this commercial back a lot. What does Kansas City have to do to stop Tampa Tom?
Same thing, like they did against Josh Allen. The same exact thing that Tampa did to Aaron Rodgers. They got to bring pressure to the goat. They got to force number 12 into doing uncharacteristic things that he's not used to doing, like they did against Allen. They brought Tyrann Mathieu and Daniel Sorensen, their two safeties, all kind of pressure. If they're not pressuring Tom Brady, then those two have got to drop back. They've got to drop back into cover two. They got to do that two deep coverage and say, okay, Tom, I know you got Mike Evans and you got Godwin, you got Gronk, you got all these different weapons. You got so many young weapons and okay, go ahead. I dare you to beat us. In the meanwhile, we're still going to bring pressure from our four with Anthony Hitchens and Legarius Sneed and Frank Clark. We got a really good solid seven. Try to beat us while our front seven is pressuring you until no end. While we're trying to make it uncomfortable for you, try to see if you can complete the pass to our and try to beat our cornerbacks and safeties. Yeah, good luck with that. I'll bet there'll probably be a lot of man coverage on both sides, Paul, because both teams, cornerbacks and safeties, both of their secondaries are outstanding, and they love to pressure you, and they love to play that man defense. We saw it all playoffs long with both of these teams, and that's the way they play it. They'll play some zone, but I'll expect a lot of man coverage and a lot of pressure from these front sevens.
And real quick before we go on break, obviously we went that side of ball. Thursday we'll flip and go the other way. But does Tampa want to get in a shootout against Kansas City?
They can. I don't know, because eventually, once Tyreek and Kelce, if they continue to get loose, they don't want a replay of what happened in Week 12, Paul, in that first period, in that first quarter, when Tyreek had 203 in one quarter. If that's the kind of shootout you're looking, if that's the kind of shootout that you're asking about, then no, Tampa doesn't want to do that, because I don't. As good as Godwin and Evans and Scotty Miller and Gronk and all and Cameron Brake, these guys are, Tyreek and Travis Kelce are on a different level.
Yeah, and let me say this about Scotty Miller. Just because he's shorter, and he's white, and he's a receiver, that does not make him Wes Welker. That does not make him Edelman. He can do something.
That doesn't make him Danny Amendola. You're right. Mm-hmm.
He runs fast. He's the fastest receiver on their team. And we saw that last week against Green Bay.
Yes.
So all these announcers, they get out here and all they do is see short white dude. Oh, that's Amendola. Oh, that's Welker. Oh, that's Edelman. No, it's not. He can run some of the routes, but that's not who it is. He is completely different. Completely different. That boy can fly. That brother can get down the field. You know who he is? He's that dude. You know how you look out on the track team, you see the one white dude, you're like, all right, them brothers are going to smoke him. And then all of a sudden, he wins, and everyone rushes and puts him on Instagram. But, man, this white boy just beat all these brothers. One, everybody knows his name. That's Scotty Miller.
Yes. Yes.
Yo, bro,
Scotty's
we got to step away.
Man, he's good.
We got to step away online, the one, the only Air Code. When we come back, we're going to talk about those Suns last night and what they did to Dallas. I'm going to break down this Aiden thing once and for all so everyone out there can shut the hell up about the Suns drafting DeAndre Aiden. We'll do that in 2 minutes. Right here on The Cave Show with PLR.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Hey, this is Mikal Bridges with the Phoenix Suns. I'm in a cave with PLR.
Bombs and birdies, baby. Bombs and birdies. That's all it's about.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. It's Tuesday. You know it's Tuesday because Phyllis Hyman cranks every Tuesday right here on the Cave Show. Make sure you're checking us out on social media at the Sports Cave on the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook. The Cave is with a K. SportsCave.com. Cave is with a K. PLR on Sports is the Twitter, the other Twitter. And this is how we do it every on Tuesdays. You usually don't hang out. You hang out on Monday. But on Tuesday, we show out. Phyllis, that's enough marinating. Show these fools. Every Tuesday, we come back from a break, and one of those breaks is always going to be Miss Phyllis showing out. That's the way we do it. That is definitely the way we do it. Listen, we're going to get into the Suns. I want to talk about what I said, but we do have a caller. I think it's our good buddy, the one and only Lou. Want to take his call and get him in before we do that, because he was on earlier when we were having some microphone issues. So, I'm the Kerry Lackey, Law Line. Thanks for holding. PLR and the one and only Echo.
Well, I thought it was my end because we had the blizzard yesterday, so I thought maybe someone was on my line.
Oh, you know what? Now that you mention it, yeah, it was yours. It wasn't ours.
Yeah, it was your line. Yeah, you know.
I thought so. Yeah, yeah. I guess I caused more trouble than a fan in a Lakers basketball game, don't I? Oh,
wow. You know what happened to her too, huh?
Yeah, I heard. You know, somebody's trying to enjoy a game, and then all of a sudden, somebody pulls charges, you know, like a foul mouth fest and goes off on LeBron, and the old saying goes, all hell broke loose. And ladies and gentlemen, it did.
Hey, Lou, I will say this, though. In a game that mattered last night, the Bulls beat the Knicks again. So I'd share that with you. I wasn't sure if you were aware of that.
It's a funny way to win now, because it wasn't that long ago the Bulls couldn't even buy a basket. But now at least they're showing signs of life.
Good job. All right, Chicago.
I didn't mean to point that out to you. I just thought it would be something you'd want to know, that the Bulls beat the Knicks again.
Well, I had a good game last night. Lori, exactly.
Yeah, first thing I do when I get up, I check the news overnight, and sometimes I'm pleased with it, sometimes I just want to throw up. And that was one of those articles that made me want to throw up. So
I thought everything was positive. I'm sorry you feel that way.
Well, you know that I'm a Knicks fan, not a Bulls fan, so you know, you have to figure that out.
Well, you know, the Bulls are number nine. They're ninth in the Eastern Conference. They're only a game and a half behind the Atlanta Hawks for six.
Eight. Yeah. But look who's number two. The Brooklyn Nets. Who'd have thought, right?
I thought you guys were number two, because as long as I've been around, the Knicks have always been a number two.
I meant in the standings wise.
Oh, my bad. I apologize.
Yeah.
I apologize.
I knew you were going to do that. I knew it. Hey, do you believe this guy? I'm trying to make a statement here.
I don't know.
And people think my jokes are bad. Okay.
Okay. Drum roll.
I think actually Paul's listening to my show and trying to get down some notes. Oh.
You know what? Here's what's funny. This weekend, I wanted to call you in, but I was coaching a team that was busy winning 50-8.
Kind of low for basketball, don't you think?
Well, they're 10 years old. 50 points in a game is a lot.
How much time do they get with quarters versus halves?
2 20-minute halves. And just to give you an example, some of the games were like 25-17. And usually we score around that 25-35 point mark, but for whatever reason, kids were on fire this weekend. They couldn't miss.
That wasn't junior high,
and you,
right? It was grammar school?
10 U.
Did they have
10 and under?
No?
Yeah, well, once you go up by 20 points, the clock doesn't stop. And so,
right.
Well, it's a running clock anyway, but even when you take timeouts and it's the second half, they'll run the clock on you.
The clock still runs, okay.
Because when we were in junior high, our scores averaged like in the low 50s. Well, for the win, that is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we're talking 150 years ago, but still.
Yeah, as they say, the youngins couldn't miss. They were too young for me to say, you know, they're just like Alonzo from Training Day. Need a boy? I can't miss. Got five of them.
Yep.
They need a bucket?
Well,
need a bucket? They couldn't miss.
Well, don't forget, it's a young man's game now, you know.
It is. It's a young man's game,
so. Though. You know, not like Art, you know,
like
you know we're too old now. You know, we're too old.
I'll give you the floor before we have to go, and I apologize we couldn't
right.
get you
well,
in, but I wanted to squeeze you in and get you in.
All right, well, just one article to mention. Are you surprised that the MLB is going to start on time, that the proposal didn't go through? I'm a little surprised.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think
it's
stupid.
It is. I'm not, because we know there's so much distrust between the union, the players, and MLB, that the players were not going to let Rob Manfred have that kind of power. That way he can dictate how many games are played and how much money they are or are not going to make. So I knew the players in the union were not going to let Rob have that kind of control.
Okay,
yeah,
second last question for you.
And
second last question for you. Are they going to be able to play a 462-game season? Because when these guys get back to their training camps, from coming from wherever they are, I mean, who knows what they're going to do in the offseason. And you're going to be tested and whatnot, so I think it's going to be a big problem.
It's too early to tell, Lou. I don't know, man. Gosh.
Well, look what's happening with
all the
other sports, you know.
There's so much stuff up in the air, Lou. There's so many unknown factors. We just don't know from second to second how this thing works, this COVID thing.
Exactly. I mean, look what's happened to all the other leagues. I mean, they delayed their season except for football, and, you know, they came back with positive tests and whatnot. So who's to say this thing won't happen to MLB?
Yeah. It's going to be hard to get 162 games in a set schedule that they're trying to get. And we don't know if the outbreak is going to get worse and how they're going to handle like travel for all these teams going cross country. How are they going to work out teams like the Toronto Blue Jays? How are they going to work them out as far as them traveling into the United States and teams from the U.S. traveling into Toronto? We know
Buffalo.
How that was last year when the Buffalo. Yeah, they may have them play in Buffalo again this year. They haven't announced that yet. What they're going to do is with the Blue Jays. It'll be kind of like the Raptors playing in Orlando this year. They're not even in Toronto for obvious reasons.
Well, why don't they come to your house?
They just have them in Buffalo.
Hey, they can come to your house.
I would.
Or they can come to my house.
You guys are hilarious.
We got a good partner nearby.
Yeah, but you already got one team that can't hire a manager without him being accused of illicit acts. So I think they're going to stay out of New York.
Right. Oh, I better get out of here before I get into real trouble. So I'll try again tomorrow. Good day, gentlemen.
All right, buddy.
Oh, Lou.
Thank you, bro. Lou. He hung up. I was trying to remind him.
Oh.
We're later tomorrow, but he went fast. Okay, so I want to get into this because time is going to catch up with us. Last night, first, let's talk about last night. The Suns came back. They were up. Then they came back.
Mm-hmm.
And on this is what happened in Dallas.
Suns, Booker for the win. Yes! But 1.5 on the clock.
What a game to come back for Devin Booker. Started off a little slow early on. His legs weren't underneath him, but boy, this fourth quarter, he's been special.
Boy, no one knows
That's
more basketball than Hall of Famer. I was going the other direction. Hall of Famer Annie Drysdale, boy. She is
Ann Myers Drysdale, yes, ma'am. Yes, she is.
Yep. So, Book did it again after the game. He talked about that play.
Yeah, Coach Mike grew up a beautiful play, and we executed, you know, from Chris. Get it in the ball, having a bigger defender on him, still being able to make the pass. DeAndre setting a good screen just to give me just amount of space. So, you know, coach had a game plan and we executed, especially down the stretch, which was big for us.
And he nailed it. And I want to play this one more soundbite. You realize that's his fifth under like 5 second buzzer beater to win, tie a game, send it to overtime. Something of that nature, and this is what he said about that.
I look forward to him, you know, when the opportunity presents itself. You know, that's why we work so hard. That's why we train so hard. That's how I use the imagination in my workouts to put myself in those situations. You know, so we have multiple threats out there where you know, teams kind of have to pick their poise. And it's good to be a part of, like I just said. But, you know, we executed – and we came out with the big one, right?
If you're scared by a dog, Devin Booker is not scared of the big moment, Ed Cole.
No, he's not, and he shouldn't be. I mean, one, he's getting paid the big bucks to do that, and two, this is his basketball team. Yeah, Chris Paul came in. That's a huge signing, but Chris Paul knows it is Devin Booker's basketball team, and we're, as he goes, the basketball team goes. But to add on to that, DeAndre Ayton's seventh double-double in his last eight games, Paul, is the kid not growing up and maturing and getting better and better before our very eyes, game by game?
Okay, see, I'm that's, you know what? You look like Chris Paul on that one, throw a media assist. The one, the only Ed Cole, former digital media director of the Washington football team, Inside Sports very own, and you threw me the perfect alley-oop, and I promise you I'm going to go up and I'm going to slam that monkey funky as hard as I can. I've been saying for the last couple of years, DeAndre Ayton is the perfect fit for this team, the way they are constructed, especially now with Chris Paul. You have your point guard, you have your shooter, you have your big man occupy space, you have your wings and Mikhail and Cam. You got
Cam
Crowder
Johnson,
now off the bench. Cam Johnson off the bench. You have exactly the right person. He is in – let me break this down because I feel like there's a lot of basketball people that listen to me, but I feel like they're not listening to me. He is in a dependent position. What that means is he doesn't bring the ball up. He has to wait for the ball. Now, are there times where he should demand the ball more? Yes. 3 nights ago when he touched the ball at 7 shots, yes, he should have demanded the ball more. But at the same time, he is in a dependent position, and now he's getting confidence not just in himself, but his teammates have confidence in him. And I don't want to always go off on this Luka versus DeAndre thing. Luka is a very good player, very good player, tons of skills. But Ed, he was supposed to come in and be the runaway MVP. It's amazing what happens when you come in a little chubby and tape is out on you. All those step back threes that were falling everywhere last year, there was a stretch where he was like 2 for 30. They're not just falling this year.
Yes.
Teams are figuring him out. And I'm not saying he's still not really good, but last year, he's the next Magic. Oh, Mike, same numbers as LeBron. He's going to be – no, he's not. No, he's not. And his usage rate is high. If he was on this team, the ball would not move the same. And if it did, his numbers that were so outrageous last year wouldn't be as outrageous. So I'm not doubting him as a player. What I'm saying is, for what the Suns needed, they got the right guy, and maybe I'm just not looking at things right. There's one team that's now moving up now that they're playing back together, getting back healthy, and they're still playing without Dario, but they're 11-8 and technically in the sixth seed, and there's another team that's 8-13 and it's second from the bottom of the West. Let me see. So if you take the D and the A and the L, L, A and the S, and then you divide by pi, you get Mavericks. So listen to me again. Luka is a great player. Luka is a generational player. Luka for Dallas is what Dallas needed. DeAndre for the Suns is what the Suns needed. And I will go down with that ship. Don't get me singing that old song either. Your thoughts, Ed?
You talked about Matthew Stafford being a stat, that second word that you said, stat, blah, 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 blah. Does DeAndre Ayton have to be a stat, do you know what, to be an effective center in the league? Or like last night, 10-17, is that good for you? Or would you like to see him get more points? Would you like to see him get to the line more than twice a game? And we clearly like to see him have double-digit field goal attempts every game, or as close as possible. But does he need to fill up the stat sheet from a scoring standpoint every night?
No, he doesn't. Booker 2 years ago or last year had to average 25, 27 points a game just for the Suns to have a chance. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to because there's other guys now around him. It makes a difference. DeAndre has to do what he does to make this team successful, be a strong defensive rebounder, be a presence in the middle, create that option down low that creates space for everybody else. That's what he does. And so I'm just tired of all the, well, they should have took what they should. No, they got the right person for what they needed. It's Ed, we could do this with people that are married all every day. Well, they should have married them, but that's not who they needed. Maybe they're good, but that's not who they needed. DeAndre is what the Suns needed. Before we run out of time, though, I do want to get to this real quick. I'm Nick Arulaculo. I'm the one and only Ed Cole, former digital media director with the Washington football team, as well as Insight Sports' very own. I want to get this because something really cool happened today. Diana Taurasi had a press conference. She's up for another 2 years with the Phoenix Mercury. I'm going to play the entire question all the way through, and I'll explain why she clowned me at the end. But Diana Taurasi.
DT, thanks for talking to us. I'm sitting here and I'm
listening. Paul, did you get that?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
It's kind of hard sometimes when you're on the journey to look back. But when you, with all that you've accomplished with the Mercury, sometimes you just sit in your room and be like, damn, we've done a lot in 17 years. And now with this group, I have an opportunity to possibly hang a couple more banners up there.
You know, that is the tricky part about being with a team for so long is you experience the waves of, you know, not making the playoffs my first 3 years in the WNBA, winning a championship, the next year not making the playoffs, winning another championship, the next year, you know, the roster disbands, and for 5 years we're kind of like, what's going on? Like, you know, are we ever going to get back there? Then 2014, we put together this team that kind of just, you know, happened organically with, you know, getting Penny in 2004, drafting DB, drafting BG, getting Pre from a trade. It's like you go through it all. You go through the ups and the downs, and you go through them sometimes for periods where you don't know if they're ever going to come back or they're ever going to end. So, you know, sitting here knowing that, you know, I signed for 2 years and we have 2 years to kind of get back to where we want to go. I think everyone has the appetite for that. And, you know, I want to keep adding. I'm not satisfied with what we've done with, you know, well, personally what I've done, and I think collectively as a franchise, we want more. And I think that's why this is a special place. And, you know, Pittman, our GM, says all the time, we're here to win championships. We're not here to rebuild. We're not here to, you know, make over a roster. We're here to put a roster together to win a championship. And I think I said it before, we've had a couple things not go our way. And, you know, I can rattle them off and complain all I want, but at the end of the day, we didn't win a championship, and that's where we want to go.
Ed, that is 100% the GOAT. She is the best that has ever laced up in the WNBA. It's not even close. And then she clowned me at the beginning because the answer before was in Spanish. A gentleman asked her a question in Spanish, and she answered in Spanish, so she figured she'd mess with me today during her press conference and asked me if I got all of that. So that's where that's where that came from. And
cool.
I tell you what, just having a presence in covering this team for the last few years, and you know, Diana Taurasi knows everybody, and to have that comfort level where, you know, I'm getting a 2-minute answer and she's busting my chops, feels good to know that she's back. She's healthy. It's good to have Diana back.
Yeah, man. Nine-time All-Star MVP. She brought Phoenix 3 championships, 3 WNBA titles, the league's all-time leading scorer. In a time when recently you saw Candace Parker move on, Ariel Powers moved on, Chelsea Gray moved on, Kayla McBride all moved on. They've changed teams. Diana says, I've been here ever since they drafted me, number one in 2004. I've been here 17 years. I want to keep going. And that just shows her the fire that she has and her heart and the love that she has for the Phoenix Mercury and for the Phoenix metro area, for all Mercury fans, that she wants to run it back at least 2 more years. And according to this article, she told someone from the Four Letters, she's like, quote unquote, I'm not stopping. I don't feel like I should stop right now. So if she feels that good physically and mentally and from a spiritual standpoint, hey, let the girl continue to run until her body says no. Right, Paul? Let Diana Taurasi continue to lead this team. Let her run until her body tells her, okay, you know what, Diana, it's time for us to hang this thing up. But if she's ready to go, let her run on.
I agree. And then lastly, Ed, congratulations to you, Diana. Got to wrap it up with this. Yep. We got about a minute left before we got to get to commercial. But last night in Atlanta, courtside Karen came out on LeBron. This is what he said.
No, at the end of the day, that's I'm happy fans are back in the building. I miss that interaction. I need that interaction. We as players need that interaction. I don't feel like it was warranted to be kicked out. There was a back and forth between two grown men, and we said our piece. He said his piece. I said my piece. And then when someone else jumped into it and said their piece. But I didn't think they were, should have been kicked out. But they might have had a couple of drinks maybe, and they could have.
Now, LeBron took a couple shots on the way out the door. The lady that was kicked out claimed she was sticking up for her husband, and she said any real woman would have stuck up for her husband, who is, and just side note, she claimed she's 25 and her husband is 60. I believe the husband is 60, but damn, she definitely don't look 25. Courtside Karen, 50, or 20 seconds, what's your thoughts on Courtside Karen?
No, she didn't look 25 to me. She's a pretty lady, but if she's 25 and that brother is 60 years old, you know what that means. That cat has got some cash.
Well, they said courtside. Reggie, how old you is? 15. Hey, you look 40.
Yeah.
Courtside Karen.
No,
you
look
40. 25? Yeah.
No,
how old
you look 40.
25? You look 40. Anyway, I know that I've used language, but I couldn't even play what she said on that tweet. Even I couldn't.
I couldn't
play that.
No.
Woo. You know what? And someone should look to her and said, you got a foul mouth, ma'am. You have a foul mouth. Ed, where can everybody check you out?
Right here on the Sports Cave on Inside Sports Talk as well, on Twitter at EdCole43 and Instagram at EdwardCole301.
And let me throw that just back in. When are you taping Inside Sports?
We are taping tonight, and that'll air on KSRN tomorrow night. We had to push it back this week, just like you had to preempt yours and do a best of. We had to do a best of last night.
I hear that. Listen, get us at the Sports Cave on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Sports Cave is with the K. SportsCave.com. Cave is with the K. Get me on the Twitter directly. PLR on Sports. Brother Ed, where can they get you?
I said it already. On Twitter at EdCole43.
You said You said it. Yeah, you know what? I asked for the repeat, but I need the repeat. You know what? Thanks for joining. All calls made via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Tips, bring us home. Courtside Karen. Where you at?
Courtside Karen.